Disney not gay enough for GLAAD, receives insufficient mark in annual LGBTQ inclusivity report card. By David Ng on December 15, 2022. In the past year alone, the Walt Disney Company fought Florida over its ant-grooming parental rights in education law, created multiple transgender characters for its children's shows, put gay characters at the center of its big-budget movies, and even launched an LGBTQ-themed apparel line. And still, Disney isn't gay enough for the folks at GLAAD. On Thursday, GLAAD gave Disney an insufficient mark in its annual LGBTQ inclusivity report card, saying the company's efforts have been lacking despite progress made in recent years. The group slammed Disney for donating $25,000 to anti-LGBTQ politicians, without noting that Disney has historically donated to politicians across the political spectrum. Disney wasn't alone in GLAAD's annual act of Hollywood chastisement. All of the studios reviewed this year received bad marks, with the worst grades handed out to Paramount and Lionsgate. Both studios received failing marks for not featuring a single identifiably LGBTQ character in any of the films they released in 2021. Warner Brothers received the second lowest grade of poor, with GLAAD noting that the studio continues to work with Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling, whom the group inaccurately described as an anti-trans activist. The studio's continued support and validation of her is particularly dangerous and irresponsible, GLAAD said in the report. GLAAD gave failing marks to some of Disney's big-screen releases using the new Vito Russo test, a gay version of the feminist Bechdel test. Steven Spielberg's West Side Story failed the test even though it features a female-to-male transgender character as well as Oscar winner Ariana DeBose, who is openly lesbian. Ridley Scott's The Last Duel also failed the test, even though the movie is a medieval period piece. But GLAAD praised Disney's megaflop Strange World for featuring a gay teen protagonist. The animated feature was a box office bust, grossing just $31 million domestically. Having a gay teen protagonist in a family film is a huge step in the right direction for the genre, and an example we'd like to see more studios follow. As Breitbart News reported, GLAAD recently threatened the Great American Family channel with an advertiser boycott over actress Candace Cameron Bure's recent comment that the channel will focus on traditional marriage instead of gay couples in its Christmas programming. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNg. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.